From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi territory in July and called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired Saturday from Yemen toward Riyadh. U.S. spokesman Heather Nauert said it's too early to determine who is responsible.
There was a missile shot into Saudi Arabia. The believed target was the airport or somewhere close by the airport. Imagine if that had happened here in the United States. It's shocking. I don't think it should surprise any of us that the government would consider that to be a potential act of terrorism.
Iran's foreign minister has dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. Jonathan Edelman is a professor of international affairs at the University of Denver.
The Saudis, under the Crown Prince, is basically saying, we want to go the modern way. Clearly, he's aligning himself strongly with the United States and also with the Israelis.
The Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition closed access by sea, land, and air to cut off weapons shipments. Jens Larke is with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
And if these channels, these lifelines, are not kept open, it is catastrophic for people who are already in what we have already labeled the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. A spokesman for the U.S.-UN mission in New York says Washington is not opposed to a modest increase in the number of U.N. peacekeepers in Central African Republic if they maintain high standards of professionalism. The Security Council is considering a draft resolution to boost the U.N. presence to over 14,000 peacekeepers. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, before leaving for China, spoke Wednesday to South Korean lawmakers and said the success of the South stands in stark contrast to that of North Korea.
This reality, this wonderful place, your success is the greatest cause of anxiety, alarm, and even panic to the North Korean regime.
Mr. Trump recalled the sacrifices made in the Korean War and told the National Assembly the North, with its nuclear missile program, should not try the U.S.
We call on every nation, including China and Russia, to fully implement U.N. Security Council resolutions, downgrade diplomatic relations with the regime, and sever all ties of trade and technology.
The president's five-nation, 12-day trip has been dominated by the twin issues of North Korea and trade. The European Union's top foreign policy official, Federica Mogherini, has warned U.S. lawmakers the international Iranian nuclear agreement cannot be renegotiated and urged them not to try.
So what I discussed with people on the Hill is the need for us to have the United States compliant with the deal. And I got reassurances from their sides that this is exactly the spirit in which they're working, to keep the United States compliant with the deal. And this is also our interest.
Last month, President Donald Trump informed Congress he was not recertifying Iranian compliance, thus raising doubts about the pact's future. In Belgium, a defiant former leader of Spain's Catalonia region criticized the EU for backing Madrid. In his fight for independence, Carles Puigdemont went into self-imposed exile in Belgium after the Spanish government imposed direct rule following a Catalan declaration of independence. He is trying to unite pro-independence factions ahead of December regional elections. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga told the Reuters news agency he wants an interim government to run the country for 6 months while a constitutional review is undertaken to lower the risk of violence involving minority groups who feel excluded from power. He said he's willing to work with newly re-elected President Uhuru Kenyatta on such a revision. A police report revealed the man who carried out one of the deadliest mass shootings in the U.S. Sunday escaped from a mental health facility in 2012. Devin Kelly, who died shortly after killing 26 people at a Texas church, was also honorably discharged from the Air Force after assaulting his wife and stepson. U.S. astronaut Richard Gordon, who flew around the moon but never got a chance to walk on the lunar surface, has died. He was 88. Richard Dick Gordon was a test pilot chosen in NASA's third group of astronauts in 1963. He flew on Gemini 11 in 1966, walked in space twice, and was part of the Apollo 12 mission to the moon. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.